Contact us at 833-917-4130 to be connected with a radio marketing professional in your area. Give your business the edge by advertising with i3G Media Radio Stations.
8 minutes after 10 o'clock. Got a lot of fog going on and five above. Well, it is coming up this Saturday going on at the Wompton Community Center, Wompton Baseball Association. Again, one of the great fundraisers going on. Mr. Baseball in here to talk with me this morning, Chris Kappas. Chris, good morning.
Morning.
You're Mr. Baseball, but could you bring us baseball weather?
Yeah.
Please? I mean, we've been grousing about this.
I'll tell you what, I'm saying a lot of prayers to the baseball gods right now.
Well, we need as many prayers as we can get. Hey, this event coming up year in and year out, always a great one. Tell us what's going to be happening on Saturday.
You bet. So we'll have our annual baseball benefit this Saturday at the community center. It's a steak or chicken meal catered by 210. Just a lot of fun. You know, it starts at 6 p.m. Meal will end by 8 p.m. and the event lasts until about 11, 12 o'clock.
All right.
Got a lot of fun raffles, gift baskets, you name it. It's a great night, and it helps support our program. You know, we run two Legion teams right now, and it's not cheap to do so, and this is a big fundraiser towards being able to manage both teams. And we have a good turnout every year, and this year we got a few extra special things going on. We got some of those fancy purses the ladies like.
Oh, yeah.
And we're gonna have a handful of gun raffles this year, which is always a popular thing. Meat bundles, you name it. So looking forward to having it again, getting all the players there, seeing everybody, talking to them, you know, being able to watch them throughout their different sporting events this year. And just if anyone needs a ticket yet, just reach out to one of the players or myself. We have our Facebook page, and they can get a hold of me, and we can get them a ticket. And I'll give you a couple tickets today that you can give away later today.
Fantastic. So I can give those away tomorrow. Can they pick them up at the door, Chris?
They can.
Okay.
Yep. Tickets still available at the door if they don't get a hold of somebody.
Fantastic.
So we won't turn them around, kick them out.
So how did the donations look this year? You mentioned you got
a pretty good prize
list.
Pretty good. And as always, you know, we can't pull an event like this off in town without the support of everybody, the local businesses and everything. So, you know, we're super appreciative of that. You know, it takes a lot of work to put an event like this. Just had a conversation yesterday. I said, it's like Christmas. I said, I'm lucky I have a good wife. You know, she takes care of the Christmas shopping and
sure.
and the wrapping and all that fun stuff. And, you know, and then it's the lead up to Christmas morning, and everything's open and done within an hour, you know.
You just get to show up.
Yeah,
that's kind of nice.
I make the coffee in the morning. So, you know, this too, you know, we're months into planning and getting things and getting everything put together. And, you know, and then the event lasts about 5 hours and it's over, you know. And as fun as it is, it's that quick. So
right, and I would imagine too, the athletes that show up too, the kids, they're pretty excited about the year coming up.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Nice to get to talk about that.
The boys are you know, they started high school baseball here on Monday, and unfortunately with this spring they're going to be inside for a little bit. Potentially a little longer than they want to be.
I'm working on it.
We'll say another prayer tonight.
There you go.
So, but it is what it is when you live up here in Minnesota, North Dakota.
Sure.
It's what we got to deal with. So the good thing is they'll have their arms in shape, ready to go. They get some, you know, they get some swings inside in the indoor cage, and they get outside, and you might be the first time you see a fly ball. You know, you might go from the gym to outside and be playing a game. So,
what's that like for you to see you know, athletes develop from the time they get started till the time they leave?
It's fun. I've been fortunate enough to coach a lot of these guys since they were 10 years old, and now they're going to be graduating high school this year. So seeing them develop from, you know, little boys to now I have to look up to the majority of them who are taller than I am, and it's just been fun seeing them succeed in different athletics in school, different events they're involved in.
Sure.
You know, one thing I follow with all my players is I look at the newspaper when the grades come out and see if they're on the honor roll and stuff. And
good point.
We got good academic players and good athletes, and I'm a firm believer that those two things go hand in hand to have success. And
absolutely,
I've been lucky to coach a few teams that have had some success, and the one common theme in all those was they're full of good athletes and full of good students. And you can teach them things, and they don't get stuck out of position. They're, you know, you're not having to repeat yourself, and So I'm happy they pride themselves in their schoolwork.
Well, and I tell you what, you'll deflect this real quick, but you've done a great job too, Chris Kappas, with all of this.
I thank you for that, but yeah, I will. It still comes down to the players got to buy into what we're doing, you know, and that goes with all sports. And I think it's important. I mean, in a smaller community, we roll from one sport to the next, you know. So they're coming out of basketball season right now, or hockey or wrestling, and we got a lot of great coaches in those sports. And before that, you got football and track and tennis and all that. And we got great sports in these communities, and they just continue to build off those things, and they're coachable kids, and that's a big thing. That goes back to
that's
their parents,
a great point, you know? right.
So that credit goes to their parents, and they buy into what we're trying to do, and we have a lot of support, and then we get support from the community, and it makes things fun.
Chris, one more time, the benefit coming up Saturday.
You bet. This Saturday at the community center, meal starts at 6 p.m. Get a hold of me if you need a ticket. If not, you can certainly get one at the door that night.
All right. Great to see you, my friend. Stop in anytime.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
You bet. You'll have a great turnout on Saturday. It's 10:14 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.